Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here, Bird Show.
It is a beautiful Monday.
I hate Mondays.
How bad?
How bad?
I follow Monday home, blockade the door, and burn the house down with Monday still inside.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
Let's try to be positive.
And here's a thought.
You're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Every day above ground is a good day.
What about coal miners?
God, you're a douche.
Let's start the show.
I was just saying to myself that, you know, normally on Monday mornings, I'll go around the room and I'll say, hey, how's everybody's weekend, you know, and realize that my weekend was so boring that if this was a reality TV show, the producers would put me aside and go, we got to create some drama for you, because there was nothing. There was really nothing. Hollis was staying with me this weekend and he's 18 now, so there is no divorce agreement. He can stay with whoever he wants at whatever time he wants. And he was with me this weekend, which I was excited about. So I didn't really make a lot of plans. Me and Hollis, right? I saw that kid for 45 minutes. I know he was in my house for a little while, and then he went to go crash and party with some of his friends on Friday night. But it's okay. I got Saturday with my dude. He'll come by. Comes by Saturday with some friends. Then he has them spend the night on Saturday, so I didn't get to really spend any time with him at all. I know he was in the house because he woke Amanda and I up at 3:30 in the morning. And then on Sunday, there was really nothing, man. I have nothing to report. The producers would go, on this reality TV show, we need to find somebody that has some more going on in their life. I got nothing. What you got?
What happened at 3 a.m. that I'm curious.
He had friends down there. They were doing friends things at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, friend things.
They were just cranking the tunes.
Yeah, that is really boring.
The thing is that he had one of his friends over and it was quiet by like midnight. And I'm like, I got to go check on him. It's too quiet, right? And everything was fine. They were like all half crashed out, right? So then the music cranks up at like 3 o'clock, and I guess he and his friend rallied and had some other friends that joined him a little bit later, but there they were in my basement cranking it up. Mm-hmm. Having their own little country festival down there. So that's all I got. How about you?
Yeah, I'm determined to be outside this summer. The streets hate to see me coming because I am determined to make the most of summer 2025. I feel like I've been inside too long. Regardless of whether or not I have to go do things by myself or not, the streets are going to see me.
Yep.
So that's what I did on Saturday. I hung out with Rebecca for a little bit, and then she ditched me because she's a boyfriend and she's in love. And I spent some time, had a very interesting experience, once again, sitting alone at a bar with two different sets of guys, and I think I'm talking about that later today.
Okay.
Very uncomfortable experience with a local celebrity.
Really?
Very, very uncomfortable experience. I haven't stopped thinking about it since. And then Sunday was so boring. I just did Pilates.
Okay.
I had to recover.
I was going to take off at 8 this morning, but I will not.
You shouldn't.
Because this is intriguing.
Uh-huh.
Mo, how you doing?
I'm good. I really didn't do anything either, to be honest. Now, it was a pretty boring weekend for me, too. It was a lot of spending time with my lady, just working on myself, working on top of that. But nothing exciting or out the ordinary happened to me. I think the producers would tell me that I need to step it up, too. Maybe some drugs, so get drunk, do something. Do something.
They need a channel, I mean, specifically a platform for boring people. So, in a reality TV show, so you and I can star in it.
Yeah. We'd be great. I mean, streamers get paid a lot of money, too. Sleep.
Yeah.
They just sleep. That's all they do. So I feel like if that's not boring to people, then my reality show got to be at least a little entertaining.
I can definitely do that. Yeah. How about you? Clean sweep here?
I have you guys covered.
Okay.
The reality TV producers love to see me walk through the door.
Okay.
I went to Michael's on Friday to pick up some moss and river rock for the tablescape I put together for our sushi party Saturday.
That's gonna baller.
Had to also get some mess-free markers for Jimmy. Woo! So he and the babysitter could color together. Also splurged and got a shark dig kit for them to dig out some sharks.
You are really taking a bite out of life, man.
On the edge, I'd say.
Tell me about it. No, so we had Sushi Party Atlanta come to the neighborhood so Saturday night. So we had a sushi party for the summer birthdays. I absolutely love my neighborhood. We get along with our neighbors. Our kids are all BFF. So we had a party for eight of us on Saturday with the sushi chef from Sushi Party Atlanta. And that is some of the best damn sushi you will ever eat. It was so good. So we had a great time Saturday night. However, Saturday morning, I kid you not, a miracle happened at the trampoline park. I jumped on a trampoline and I didn't pee myself.
Oh, it is a miracle.
Wow.
Do you believe in miracles?
Well, there we were at Altitudes in East Cobb.
Yep.
And it was Lana's fourth birthday, and she had it at the trampoline park. So, of course, I'm taking my Jimmy Jam. We get there. He's very quiet in the beginning. And then once he gets, going, he's wide open. But it takes him a little bit. So, of course, he's like, Mama, will you jump with me? And I'm looking at all those trampolines, and I'm like, this is a disaster waiting to happen. And I'm wearing jean shorts. So if I do urinate myself, everybody's going to be able to see it.
Going down, literally.
There's no hiding.
Really, right.
And down my legs, yeah, you are right. Well.
And then it gets dangerous because after you, that's going to be a slippery situation.
Exactly.
And then later on, a sticky situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there we both are with our little purple socks with the sticky tread on the bottom so you don't fall.
You guys both have your diapers on?
Neither one of us are wearing diapers right now.
Oh man, you guys are really throwing caution to the wind.
So we got out there and we started jumping. And I started jumping.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Whoa.
2 hours.
The party's there. You get 2 hours. So at one point, you go back to the party room and you eat pizza and then you eat cake and then everybody goes back out and jumps some more or whatever. But yeah, you're there for 2 hours. And so I jumped and I jumped and I jumped some more. And then I was like, maybe I'm going to jump a lot. I jumped into the foam pit.
Oh.
That was really hard getting out of, by the way. Foam pits aren't made for people in their 40s. I'm just letting you know that. And I never once peed myself.
Hey, you guys, congratulations. Let's start this week with a Rudy clap.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Wait, were you dehydrated?
Yes. No,
did you
I wasn't.
Not train for 3 hours?
I was drinking water. I had my coffee because I'm jumping on a trampoline at 10:30 in the morning because you got to get the parties out of the way early so you have the rest of your Saturday. No, I think I owe all of this success to female physio CO on Instagram, okay? Because I follow this woman who is a pelvic floor coach and she's a physiologist for female health. And I follow her because every day she makes you do your Kegels.
I need you to stop scrolling and squeeze pelvic floor.
Ready, everybody?
On, off, on, off, squeeze and hold. 10, hold. 9, 8, 7, lift higher. 6, keep breathing. 5, hold it. 4, 3, 2, one all the way off. 5 quick ones.
Is it literally like building a muscle? Like doing a set of chest or doing a set of shoulders?
Yeah, but you're doing your pelvic floor. Really? Like you're Kegeling.
I never know if I'm squeezing the right thing.
I know. Sometimes it feels like you're just trying to hold in a poop, doesn't it? So I've been doing my Kegels. And so I just want to give her a little shout out because I started following her. And whenever she pops up in my feed, I always make sure to do my Kegels. And I'm like, I think that's why I didn't pee myself at the trampoline park.
Here, Bird Show.